Ariel Helwani's MMA show is presented by Modelo. Brewed for those with a fighting spirit.
Today's episode of Ariel Helwani's MMA show contains explicit language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Back in your life on this Friday, April 17, 2020. Hello again, everyone. I'm Ariel Helwani on a Friday afternoon. Bet you didn't expect to hear from me. Well, guess what? We got a breaking news pod. As you may have heard, Tony Ferguson this morning made weight. Yes, he made 155. He's not fighting tomorrow, but he was supposed to fight tomorrow, April 18th, first against Khabib Nurmagomedov, then Justin Gaethje at UFC 249. You've been following the story. We've been talking about it all month long. Fight doesn't come to fruition. Gets postponed to May 9th, at least for now, against Justin Gaethje. But he wanted to make weight. And moments after he made weight, I got a chance to speak to him. And the interview actually starts kind of funny because he sings the song a little bit, the intro song that you know and love by now. Anyhow, here's my conversation with Tony Ferguson about why he wanted to make weight, if the fight is happening on May 9th, this crazy month, and a heck of a lot more. Enjoy. Tony, you there?
Yeah, do the intro.
No intro? Okay.
Nah, we want to get right into it. I appreciate you talking to me, my man. Thank you, and congratulations on making weight. I think everyone wants to know, why did you feel like it was important to make weight?
It wasn't just for me. It was for my team, man, and my sponsors, and obviously my family, and just a commitment to myself to follow through with the weight cut. We were supposed to have the fight here. Obviously, Khabib, you know what I mean, didn't make the fight. Justin Gaethje filled in. To me, it just made fucking sense, man. You know, it was what it is. I like the way my body is adjusting to this. I just spent probably about an hour and a half of rehydrating. That was a good practice run for me mentally and physically. Close to weight. I don't know if Justin Gaethje is down to take the fight or not. I don't know what's going on with the fight, but we knew that we were going to make weight Friday. So me and my team and I, we did diligence in making sure that we showed up. We did work. We put in the extra credit. And then even when nobody was here, I even did further than that, and I had to go and push myself to be mentally tough and make sure that I hit this cut on time. To me, that says a lot more for my stock, saying that, you know what, I'm going to make weight. I'm not going to miss weight. I have what it takes mentally to go through this fight camp. It's going to be awesome, dude. It was such a great experience. I'm glad I did it, dude.
So it wasn't hard going through this knowing that tomorrow you're not fighting?
No, man. I mean, why? Because everybody's at home now. I've been doing the exact same shit. Everybody's in quarantine now, but I'm still living the same life. I'm still doing my thing, which is training and bettering myself every single day. My growth factor is fucking huge right now, pardon my language. But literally, like, I feel great. I was close in touch with my doctors, my nutritionists. We were on this thing seriously. Told me I'm trained very well with this. I had to trust in the process, and I did it. Put in the extra work when nobody knew what was going on. I used, you know, my tools that I needed to. When I was sore, I had my sidekick tools to grasp and do my stuff so I could be able to run more. I had my NormaTec to keep me pumped. You know what I mean? I had my supplements. Like, everything just made sense. And so for me to make weight and Justin Gaethje not to make weight, I had the chalk line right there. That had the chalk line versus any opponent that I have. Any person that would make championship weight today was a smart one that's going to compete on that card that is still competing. But if they don't, then it's not their fault either. It's just me. I'm a varsity mentality kind of athlete.
Do you feel like this is a moral victory in a sense, or a different kind of victory? Like, you got a W off of him today. Maybe two Ws, him and Khabib.
It doesn't matter what opponent. This continues to be another dub, like a dub in my book for just myself and my team. We bonded as a team. We came out of this as a team, and we went into this knowing that we did not have a fight, but we were going to try to make weight. So we did our best to get me to certain weights that I could. I had to stay hydrated. I was heavy, man. I was really heavy. I was at 79 at the beginning of the week. Like, it's fucking crazy, but I had to trust the process, and I did it. I made it difficult for myself, but I'm glad I did, because when I don't have to make it difficult for myself, just watch out.
Did you have a nutritionist working with you this week?
This week I had a couple. Yes, I did. I had my team, Perfecting Athletes, helping me. They were very diligent when I called them. It was more like last-minute stuff, man, but my doctors are clutch. They had to trust in the fact that I kept in contact with them throughout camp. We're taking on nutrition stuff. We're taking the advice and the things that we've learned over time. I've been working with them for a very, very long time. The loyalty thing is right there, man. They trust the process. I trust it, and we did it this week, man. There's no I in team in this one, man. There was a lot of support. A lot of support with my close circle.
And did they try to deter you to not do this? Did they try to convince you to just take it easy because you are scheduled to fight in a few weeks, or were they on board with it?
Of course, of course. I think everybody did. Everybody and their mom did. Literally, you did. Everybody did. Even Chael. But everybody wants to, you know, it's not for me. I didn't cut weight for me. Like I said, there's something different. Nobody has got anything going on. So I'm like, shit. You know, I'm going to still cut weight. Give everybody something to talk about a little bit right there. What am I going to do with this? I don't know. Maybe an open workout tomorrow or something. You know, maybe Montejo will do a live stream on their .com. Who knows? Tomorrow's fight day. I have to go through a full practice tomorrow. I'm not stopping doing my scheduling just because there is no fight. I'm an Ultimate Fighter champion. I'm an interim champion. I still have my belt. What am I going to keep adding belts? Fuck yeah, let's go. I stay busy. If there wasn't any kind of thing, I'd be trying to be another three-sport athlete. But I can't do that right now, so what I'm doing is I'm bettering my craft and bettering my home and making my team a lot stronger than what they used to be.
Wow, so you're going to go through the whole like fight day process tomorrow? What are you going to do at around 9:30 p.m. when you are supposed to fight?
I don't know, probably have some ice cream. Enjoy life, man. Enjoy life, man. It's not that serious right now. I got the cut done. Be real. Just really just mellow out. Day was like the fight for me. Hard. It was difficult. I did it. There was no bullshit. Some people got to see it. Some people didn't. I mean, it was fun, man. It was really, really, really fun. I had a great time doing it. I'm glad I did it. I hope everybody that's listening, try it. Try to lose a couple pounds. It was smart. I had to fight a good scale. I'll be real. I was kind of skeptical about it. But I used it. I monitored my water weight, and I saw my body fat count go down. Like I hope it was like a shout out, but if you pay attention to your stuff, literally you can do a lot, man. It's just a lot of willpower. And how much willpower does everybody have? Fuck,
we're now approaching a month since all of this started. A little over a month, to be exact. Could you describe what the past month has been like for you? Like, you've maintained the same routine. You were the one constant. Khabib goes back. The fight is on. The fight is off. Gaethje is in. The fight is on. The fight is off. Now it's off. May 9th. Like, the emotional roller coaster, I can't imagine what it's been like. Could you describe what the past month has been like for you?
The past month has been busy. I'll just tell you that. And as you can see in my physique, I mean, you can't tell how strong I am right now. I just started MMA sparring again. So that's why I'm padding up everybody. They got the plastic face mask on. They got everything on. And I haven't sparred like this in, like, years. I'm having fun again doing what I love. You know, for a second there, I didn't have fun because a lot wasn't doing too much. But I started worrying about all the bullshit. Trusted that the people that are working and doing that stuff, that they're going to take care of business and they're going to get the job done. We're going to have a fight. I had to do my part and make sure that I'm staying ready, making sure that I'm an entertainer and I go out there and I can entertain the right way. So I'm being prepared, bro. Like, I've been training since December. I've peaked, I don't know how many times, but I got this thing down to an art.
And so what was your, I know I saw that article where you were talking to Brian Martin and you found out while you were on the phone with him doing an interview last week that 249 was eventually off the new fight, the Gaethje fight. When reality sunk in after everything that you had been through, that this fight wasn't happening
on
April
18th. There's no reality. Bullshit, shit happens, dude. Think about it like if I'm in the Ultimate Fighter fight in the house, man. In the Ultimate Fighter, you didn't know who you're going to fight, when you're going to fight. You just fucking knew that when your name was called, you had to be ready. A lot of people, they think too much into this shit. I told Chael, man, y'all talk too much. Sometimes you just gotta fucking be able to do it. Like, get outside, start throwing some punches, do some shit. Then you kind of understand where a fighter comes from. It's much different, dude. I can't explain why I do what I do. It's because I'm born to do this thing, man. This is what we do for a living. If shit happens in a fight, then what do? You just stay ready. You don't fucking, like, piss and moan about it. What the fuck are you gonna do? Fucking
so
move
as
on.
As of right now, are you scheduled to fight on May 9th against Gaethje for the interim title?
I haven't said shit to anybody. That's between me and my management and UFC. I'm going to be real. That ain't nobody else's fucking business. If somebody's got a question, they can ask me directly. But if you want to read everything, keep scrolling. What you hear from me is what you hear from me. I like the Gaethje fight. It's interesting. You know what I mean? I'm waiting on contract.
Okay, they haven't sent you a bout agreement yet.
No bout agreement yet.
But you did sign to fight Gaethje on April 18th, right?
For sure.
And it was for the interim belt. Did you try to make it for the official belt? Because when we spoke last time, you said you thought Khabib should be stripped. Did you campaign for that, or were you okay with it being for the interim title?
Oh, I think he knows. It's not about UFC knowing. It's about fucking Khabib knowing. I told him to set it down and walk away. That dude basically did that shit. He ran like a dog with his tail between the legs. But there's a lot of things going on in the world, so I hope he's safe. I hope he's being happy with his family. I hope he's training. I mean, I really hope he's training, not just over there just doing his thing and just talking shit. Many blessings to him and his family. I hope they stay safe, like I said. No bad blood on anybody, man. Nothing like that. It's always hands up, chin down, man. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm right here. I'm fighting for my fucking meal ticket. So I made weight. I don't have a fight, but I'm ready. Tomorrow I got practice. I'm doing an interview with you after I just got to rehydrating. I don't sound half bad right now. I feel fucking great.
No, you sound great.
I feel good, man. So, I mean, I feel really good. Sunday, Palm Sunday was really good to me. I had a really good day with my family and just being able to learn and grow. And seriously, this whole week has just been incredible. I'm 179 to 155, bro. I know how to do this shit. Fucking go. That's champ shit on me.
Amen. But, you know, Tony, it's incredible because for a while it felt like you were sort of living in the shadows of other fighters. You know, you talked about this when you...
Yeah, I don't get the fuck out of here. No, you can't. Whatever. I don't even hear that fucking question.
But this is my point. You have been the biggest star in the sport this past month. Like, you have single-handedly kept the news cycle going. You have been the constant. You have been the guy. So I'm sure a part of you has to feel good about this, right? Like, every moment people are wondering, what is Tony thinking? What is Tony doing? You're getting the shine that you deserve.
Everybody will try to double dip off this shit. Whatever. I don't give a shit. I don't do it for the media. I do it for my supporters. It's just anybody that's out there that's like follow me through my victories and my lows, man. I don't give a shit about anything else. The entertainment comes from all that bullshit. No, man, I'm cool. It's whatever it is, what comes with it. I'll handle it like a professional, but I'm not like anybody else. I train for me. I train for my family. Stay family, friends, bro. People can't understand. They can move the fuck on.
It's funny that you say that because Connor just tweeted you moments ago. Did you see this?
No, I didn't, but I guarantee it. That's what I'm saying, dude. I don't have to fucking live like that shit. It's just different. People follow suit. They've been following my suit for a long time. So you know what? It's cool. When you know you're cool and everybody fucking ducks your shit, keep doing you. That's it. Let them fucking try.
He said you will be bet to the absolute nucleus of pulposus when I get you, kid.
He's probably drunk. I don't give a fuck. Seriously, I don't give a shit about what he says. This dude wants to fight now because I'm a value guy. No way. I can't count on these two dudes. I got Justin Gaethje to think forward to. They can get in line.
It seems like you and Justin have a good relationship, though. I saw you guys tweeting back and forth. Like, it seems like there's a mutual respect there. Is that accurate?
I have zero disrespect for the guy. Zero disrespect. So I'm going to go into this fight. If I take it, if things go right, you know what I mean? Just everything goes right. If it works, we're going to have a great fight. It can be awesome. Bushido codes, like, go walk in, walk out, mug, you're going to fucking five fucking rounds. You're going to go in there and do your thing, man.
Do you have any idea where it will be?
Nah, don't even ask me that.
Okay. And so could I ask you, as far as the actual idea of making weight today and then having to make weight again in a couple of weeks, I'm sure you've seen some people say, like, why would you want to do this twice, right? Your body, you're going to come down and then come up and then come down again. What would you
Let's
say
ask
to someone who says...
Who's asking the question first? I would be asking, who's asking the fucking question? Somebody sitting behind a desk? Right?
Well,
any other person, an athlete's like, hey, good for you. Good job. This is great. So it depends on who's asking the fucking question. I'll be real.
Okay. So if I asked you, like, hey, you know, is there any concern about having to make weight twice in the span of 2 weeks? What would you say?
I would tell
that?
You to go ask an athlete. I would say go ask an athlete why he did it.
I'm asking you.
Okay, so you're asking me why? I don't fucking know why. Not for me, for you. How about that?
No, I just mean, was there any concern, or was this the plan always? You, without a doubt, always were planning on making weight on April 17th.
Hey, dude, that was what I signed up for, and that's what we got. So I'm making weight, I do my thing, and it's just completely different. Not for anybody else, not for you, or anything else. It's just because.
Okay, and did you hear the quote from Justin when he said, you know, he's got 18 minutes or so of hell to give you, and then he doesn't know what's going to happen after? Now that the fight has been extended a few more weeks, do you expect to see a different Justin Gaethje than you were expecting to see on April 18th? In other words, he has more time to train now, right? So that probably suits him. Is your mindset different as to which Justin Gaethje you're going to see on the 18th as opposed to the May 9th fight?
I've You lost me with your question. Ask me a different question.
So do you think that it benefits him from a training perspective now that he gets three more weeks to prepare for this fight?
Much better. Much better. No. Take no changes.
You don't think it benefits him?
No, nothing else changes.
Okay. And has it been hard to get training partners in the midst of this?
No, I got a lot of love for my fam.
Okay.
Okay, we got about two more questions. I got to get to training.
Okay, so what do you want to say to people who have been supporting you throughout this time?
Hey, keep working. That's it. Can't shit only. No bullshit. I got work to do, so I'm going to excuse myself. I love my supporters. Let me call you guys fans. Thank you guys for supporting this victory today. We got work to do. We got a couple more weeks. We're going to take this fight. But no matter what, if there's a date, we're going to try to make weight. Fuck yeah. Follow me on my victory at Tony Ferguson XT on IG and that little tweet thingy. Ariel, thank you very much, sir, for your time and effort, man. Appreciate you.
You're the man. Thank you, Tony.
Later, guys. ESPN. Love you guys.
There he is, Tony Ferguson, the top contender at 155 pounds, and the man who, as of right now, is scheduled to face Justin Gaethje on May 9th. Parts unknown, location TBD, but as you can see, he is ready to go, and as you just heard, he made weight earlier this morning, 155 pounds on the dot. He will not be fighting tomorrow, but the plan is for him to fight on May 9th, and clearly he wanted to go through with it, even though UFC 249 isn't happening tomorrow night. All right. A little breaking news pod for all of you guys on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate everyone checking in. I appreciate everyone downloading and rating, subscribing, reviewing, commenting, and all that stuff and more. Thank you very much to Tony Ferguson for doing that. Impromptu, but I like it. You know, I see all the bigwigs over at ESPN doing breaking news pods. We don't get to do it often, so perhaps this is a sign of things to come. Yes! Thanks to TST for making this happen as well. Tony Ferguson, Justin Gaethje, interim lightweight title May 9th. Will it happen? We'll discuss that and a whole lot more on Monday. I'll be back with another episode of DC and Helwani, Daniel Cormier and myself. We shall discuss another busy week in MMA and what should be a very interesting couple weeks as well. Much to discuss. For now, though, I'll say goodbye again. Thank you very much to Tony Ferguson. Thanks to all of you. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.